Hi, with Julian on the Brown Note and a review of the new album by Hooray for the Riff Raff, an artist that I haven't known anything more about than their fairly prominent name, but I've not really listened to any of their music. And I say they as they are non-binary, but the singer and writer and performer, Alinda Segarra from the Bronx in New York, who I think was jumping around, left their home in the Bronx at the age of 17, spending time crossing North America, hopping freight trains, and became part of the Dead Man Street Orchestra in 2007. So, a fairly iconic folk hero origin story there from the likes of the pre-Bob Dylan folk era people that used to hop around from freight car across the United States, but done in the modern era is kind of interesting. You wouldn't think that kind of thing was still happening, given the dearth of rail network options in America these days. Their ninth studio album, The Past Is Still Alive, is very much in the running as early contender for one of the albums of the year. So I got into it. The opening track, Alibi, is very much a person talking to an addict and in a fairly desolate yet hopeful way. The standout from the album is the lyric writing, which is something that I'm fond of, by Hooray. I'll call them Hooray. Or Raff. I'll call them Raff. The soundstage is very modern country, commercial modern country, almost sort of like that Neil Young post-Harvest Moon sort of modern commercial country. There's a tiny inflection of more grungy guitaring, but very, very toned down. And that's a soundscape, for better or worse, of most of the record. There's some astonishing lyrics pretty much on most tracks. It opens with, "You don't have to die if you don't want to die. You can take it all back in the nick of time." Talking to somebody that is going down a very dark road. "Thawing out my heart like meat. I see your track marks poking through your hooded sleeve." There's a lot of this song that is, sounds like a personal relationship that the person's had. The voice next to the lyrics is another of the most prominent elements her singing, or their singing is, I don't know why I did it in inverted commas. Their singing is prominent throughout. The voice is very, very strong. I don't know why the poise of the voice reminded me a little bit of someone like Mitski, and it's a very different artist. And also the melodies are very strong as well. Very country melodies, in fact. The second track, Buffalo, is indicative of a lot of the album. It's got this really nagging, insistent chorus passage through it, which is and the metaphor of the buffalo on the Great Plains as well. They reference places in America, a lot of them in the old cowboy territory realms, and there seems to be some sort of metaphorical inference towards the buffalo. And I always think of John Wayne in The Searchers shooting the buffalo so the Native Americans can't eat them, which is quite confronting. I thought Hawk Moon, is that the third track, is probably my favourite on the whole album. And it does a couple of things that the album doesn't do all the way through. The instrumentation is a little bit more vivid and driving, as is the guitaring on it. And throughout, the lyrics are often gender swapping about, boys and girls and so on. It mixes it up backwards and forwards, and it's got a great pounding alt-rock chorus one of my favorite tracks of the year and some very prominent lyrics. And you'll never know the way I miss Miss Jonathan. She was beaten in the street and then I never saw her again. She opened up my mind in the holes of her fishnet tights, dildo waving on her car antenna, and I could have ridden shotgun forever. Fantastic lyricist. A bit of a Shania Twain angle coming through as well. And it's got a guitar solo in it, and it's a punchier track. And I think some of the later tracks become a little bit samey. But I'm only really criticising this album on the basis that people are holding up as potentially one of the best albums of the year. I would say it's potentially one of the best albums of the year. It's, do I have any negative feeling? Occasionally, but not in a big way. The fourth track I thought was, even though there's a track that mentions the title, I thought Colossus of Rhodes, the fourth track, was arguably the center point of the album. I really liked the Nobody's Gonna Remember Us When We're Gone. Got this Ozymandias vibe about it. It seems like an overview of her Americana and where she sits in it. Where was it? Say goodbye to America, I want to see it dissolve. I can be your poster boy for the great American fall. Now I'm out and I'm prowling, and you make me want to start growling. You will live forever as this bombshell in my mind. But nobody's ever going to remember us. It's got this, I felt like it was possibly the centerpiece of the album. But the following one, I think, is the one that actually mentions the album title. Yeah, Snake Plant, the past is still alive. I'm not going to go through the lyrics on everyone. But this one's got some really, really strong lyrics on it. Pee in the bushes while I wait for a train, under the bridge when it starts to rain. I never got to ride the sunset route, but I drank enough, 100 proof. Campfire on a super fun site, garbage island, fucking in the night, moonlight. Play my song of for the barrel of freaks. And we go shoplifting when it's time to eat. And they don't even really know my name. I'm so happy we escaped from where we came. It's got this kind of Tracy Chapman Fast Car vibe about it. Tattoo with a needle and thread. Most of our old friends are dead. So test your drugs. Remember Narcan. There's a war on the people. What don't you understand? There's fentanyl in everything. Don't become an angel with a broken wing. And there's another bit where she says about how glad she is to escape the town from which she came. Stone Roses even did that, you know. A really strong song as well, and it probably is a centerpiece. It felt a bit Tom Waits. That's the one time I really felt like there was a little bit of Tom Waits coming through, particularly in the instrumentation. The instrumentation is a little bit of a bugbear for me on this album, given it is often quite similar. But in this track, I Was Born With a Baby Boy's Soul. Vetiver is a bit of a Alanis Morissette vibe. And Boy Genius are the spectre that hang over this album. I did really rate the Boy Genius album, but again, I felt like one of the singer-songwriters and voices stood out head and shoulders above the rest, and there was a bit of filler on that album. I think there's probably less filler on this album, and they sound like Raff, as we've known each other for years, sound like the more prominent songwriter on the Boy Genius record, but that certainly comes through on Hourglass. By this stage on the album, I thought the opening sort of five tracks was so strong. I think that it sort of becomes a little bit samey, and a big part of that is if I could compare it again to Mitski and something like Be the Cowboy, there was so much packed into every 2 minutes with the arrangements and the instrumentation on that album that was so wild and inventive, whereas we've got this very, very similar soundstage across every track here, which doesn't really let rip. It's quite muted, and the drums and the guitars and the bass and everything sort of sit in the same pocket all the way through, and I think that's probably my biggest problem with the album. And I found this is going to go down well. If there's a problem in general with female, even though this is a non-binary person, but boy genius, so their songwriting is so only about relationships. And I really loved this album when it was dealing with other things, narrative stories about the person with addiction, or the holistic overview of Americana and travel. I think there's a few songs where it just sort of settles back into being about relationships one-on-one. I'm talking to the other person. And that's always been a bit of a bugbear for me with female singer-songwriters. Because so much of this album isn't down that road, the whole album isn't about relationship songs. I think there's a few tracks after probably track five that get a bit samey. It's not too bad though on that score. I thought The World Is Dangerous was the one time it picked up arguably my favourite of the modern era, Lana Del Rey. Very desolate, drunken Lana Del Rey. Lovely, nice sort of piano and guitar break on it. And it snaps back into focus with Ogallala, which is a place somewhere in the Midwest, I guess, and a fantastic song. And I Was In Love With My American Footprint, Tracks of Blood Left Out in the Snow, Silent Beacon Burnt by Electrical Fencing, Half Moon Rising, Headlights Down Below. Fabulous poetry throughout this album. And a big part of the album is the lyrics and their singing voice. Do you know, the last track is a fragment that only lasts a minute, and it's a phone conversation. And I was kind of thinking, to have been like an all-time, it is a fantastic album, but to be an all-time classic album, I wouldn't have minded them taking the probably six or so really strong tracks, spreading them across the album, and using the other tracks that are a little bit more ordinary to do a bit more sonic investigation, you know, like putting it out there a bit more with regards to the arrangements and the instrumentation, rather than having it all sort of very much in the same pocket. And then also having that last track, which is a bit more avant-garde and a bit more like an interlude, it would have paced the album a little bit better. But I am actually comparing this up against an album that will undoubtedly be in my top 20 of the year, but how high up, I don't know. It's certainly been very well received by critics, obviously, and there's certainly an incredibly talented lyricist, which is not, it's probably the hardest part of the equation. If you're a musician, there are very few great lyricists, and there's great lyrics throughout this whole album. So I'm going to give Hooray for the Riff Raff, The Past Is Still Alive, an 8.5 out of 10.